Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me on Twitter at TotalTutorNeilHaley.com, and I'm excited to welcome the program New York Times best-selling author Matt Taibbi. Matt, thanks for calling. How are you? And you know what? Today is a day for we're talking about your book, Insane Clown President, and it's a day that you think is insanities happen, right? For sure, with Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's funny. I was looking back through my notes from the campaign last year, and I found I was talking to a reporter at a campaign event exactly at this time last year, and he said, "You know what? This isn't going to seem as funny a year from now when Trump is getting inaugurated." So I can't say that I exactly saw this coming, but the moment is here.
So the moment is here. So what made you want to do this? Again, you write for the Rolling Stone. You see this specific thing. You understand lots of crazy people you've interviewed in your life. I know for a fact, especially writing for the Rolling Stone, that that made you really jump on this story.
So covering the campaign trail for Rolling Stone is kind of an unusual job. It's sort of an iconic position that gets passed down from generation to generation, because we have this tradition going back to Hunter Thompson and back in the early 70s when he was writing about Richard Nixon. He wrote, and which his stories ended up becoming compiled in a book called Fear and Loathing and on the Campaign Trail in 1972, which is kind of a classic. And what really made that book work was Hunter Thompson was completely obsessed with Richard Nixon, whom he ballooned up into this incredible, engrossing, villainous character. And right. I've been doing this for four campaigns now, and I can't say that any of the characters that I've ever written about have ever been as interesting or as multi-sided as Donald Trump is. I think this is the first time that there was a subject that was kind of worthy of the same attention that Hunter Thompson gave to Richard Nixon.
And Matt, as a journalist, I don't always like to put my opinion on things, but I'm going to put it in terms of Donald Trump speaks to people, whatever audience he's in front of, he tries to please. It's from the days of the Celebrity Apprentice to the person he is, and yet he'll do something completely different. So when you cover him, you're like, okay, he's in this direction, then he'll flip-flop. He's a perfect politician in so many ways, Matt, in a way that he says something. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, and I think that's an insight. It's amazing, you know, you have this insight, but I think that very insight eluded a lot of the sort of cream of the political of the crop political reporters, because they didn't really understand what he was doing. I totally agree with you. Donald Trump, to me, he's a gluttonous personality. He does everything to excess. He likes to eat to excess. He likes women. He likes parties. He likes hanging out with celebrities. He likes being famous, but he also consumes political positions, and he swallows up every position you can possibly have on every issue, because he likes the sensation of people responding to him when he espouses a position. So when he's around liberals, he'll say he's pro-choice. When he's around other people, he'll say people who want abortion should be punished. It's not because he has any particular ideology. It's just the way he's wired that way. And it was really incredibly interesting to watch, because he definitely morphed as a candidate in this almost chameleonic way, depending on who his audience was.
Right, and you're going to see the same thing happen, and it's going to make the Republicans frustrated with him very soon as well, especially the fiscal conservatives, meaning the ones that are the Tea Partiers, and like they're not going to find out what you're going to get is Bush on severe steroids. And that's it.
Oh, yeah,
All Trump wants to do is make money, okay, and have popularity. So he'll play to the liberal base, just to have celebrities come over, like he has his own celebrity apprentice in the White House. Could you imagine the number of celebrities that are going to come, Matt, that finally will, because he'll try to talk them into something just to get a photo op or just to feel special again?
Absolutely. Yeah, you've got your finger right on it, because – that's what Trump is all about. He's about attention, and I think to a slightly lesser extent, he's about making money. But the most important thing for him is fame, attention, adulation,
yeah.
And in terms of being his fiscal attitudes, remember, as president, he's not spending his own money. He's going to be spending somebody else's money, and he's always been very, very adept at that. If you look at his history of spending money that he's gotten on loan, he's bankrupted four times. He doesn't really care. If it's not his money, it's not, that's not really terribly interesting to him. So he's going to try to do things. He may very well try to build that wall, and it may very well cost us, you know, a tenth of what the military budget costs us. Who knows? But he won't care. And what he will care about, though, is getting headlines and getting and being able to take credit for things and photo ops. And that's my guess, is that he's gonna try to find a way to make the presidency, which is otherwise kind of a drag of a job. He wants to make it fun for himself because that's who he is.
So, Matt, in your opinion, again, everyone needs to pick up Insane Clown President. You look at it like, I bet you're a fan of Insane Clown Posse. I'm thinking of the topic. Maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds like you could be that kind of person that likes that. That basically he is a sideshow freak, and that he literally wants to get press regardless of whatever. And for the next 4 years or 8 years, you're going to see the craziest things happen every day for the press, and it's going to be great for you. That's pretty much
I think that's right. You know, one of the points that I try to make in the book is that even before Donald Trump came on the scene, before he even thought about running for president, the campaign trail and political reporting had really devolved into what was basically a television show. It was just a long reality show. And it makes money for all the networks, and that's what it does. Trump's innovation was to understand that it was a bad television show. I mean, if you're trying to run a reality show and the stars of the show are Scott Walker and Lindsey Graham, then you have a crappy television show. Trump made it an interesting television show. Whatever you think about him, you know, the dramas were engrossing because he created controversies and he said outrageous things and he generated an enormous amount of attention. And I think that's just in his DNA, is to create reality show drama. You know, I think that's who he is. And as president, just think of the things that he can do as president to get the news media buzzing and going crazy. I mean, the possibilities are both horrifying and breathtaking to think about.
It'll change the game for sure. You can pick up your book, any finer bookstore, and follow you on Twitter at what? What's the best place to follow you on Twitter, Matt, you think?
At MTAIBBI, so it's MTAIBBI. And today, by the way, just to get, we're doing the official Donald Trump inaugural drinking game today on Twitter. So if you don't work or you don't want to, you could follow along with us and get wasted as the inauguration takes place.
It's history is here, but guess what? For the media, it's going to be great for you, even though it's going to be horrible for the country. So good talking to you, Matt. Take care, man.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Neil.
Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show. We'll be back. Enjoy.